Taste Podcast. I'm Bethany. Kathleen is dancing over here.
Hey.
We have Sam.
Yo.
Running the board. It's funny. So we're in like this teeny tiny little studio. It's actually Sam. It's your studio.
It's my home.
And I like it because we kind of, it feels kind of like a college radio station in here. Like it's really cramped.
There's condoms on the wall.
Yep. There's a lot of really inappropriate stuff hanging around.
This used to be a closet. That's why.
It probably was.
No, like really.
Oh, it really was?
A closet and we need another sound studio.
Oh, well that works out.
So here we go.
Okay, so first of all, if you're listening to this, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. We've gotten some awesome feedback from people on social media. We love you all so much. If you're listening, you guys are just rocking our worlds. But last week, if you listened, you know that we gave Kathleen a assignment. Do we have the sound from that?
We do. Let's check back.
Okay, Kathleen.
Yeah.
You have an active choice to make now.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend?
Meeting up with you?
Nope. You and Neil are going to a bar and meeting for the first time,
oh.
And you must report
okay.
back.
And we're live airing it on the podcast!
Yay! I'm going to take pictures!
Okay, do you accept this challenge?
I accept this challenge.
Okay, report back. So you were supposed to pretend that you didn't know your husband, meet him for the first time in a bar with a fake name, and have crazy sex. Kathleen, report back. How did you do?
I failed.
Oh, what the hell?
Okay, listen. So all week we were like talking about, I didn't even tell him that this was our assignment. He listened to the podcast on his own accord.
Hi, Neil.
And he was like, so let's talk about what you talked about in the podcast. But we didn't, and we talked about it all week, and I just was laughing. I'm like, I can't do this. I'm not going to be able to do this. And then I said something that was insulting, and he got mad at me.
Oh, no.
What did you say?
And I was like, well, I should get there first. So then when another guy is talking to me, you can come over and be like, oh, hey, and then I'll pick you, of course. And he's like, well, what if I get there first and a girl's talking to me? And I was like, well, that won't happen.
Oh, Kathleen.
Oh, no.
But not because he's not the cute. He's the cutest guy ever. It's because women much less of a chance of, you know, approaching a single guy sitting at a bar.
Not exactly a good way to get him a chubby, though.
Yeah, I know. So maybe next week we'll try again. But yeah, I failed. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, we'll take the pressure off. We're not going to assign it again. But we do have a vacation coming up.
No, I'm assigning it again.
No,
I'm single. I need to live vicariously through you.
I want to pick up you guys in a bar. That would be way more fun.
No. Ooh. All right. You have to. We have a vacation coming. Coming up, you have to do something.
Okay.
Something.
Okay.
Something that I wouldn't do. Good luck finding
to prove
that.
Married life is still exciting.
Yes, yes please. Which leads us actually kind of to our next topic of conversation, which is, so I'm single and I've been not really dating because I just am like, I'm like the gooeyest, most sensitive person in the world. And so I get my feelings hurt really easily. And I just, you know, I feel like I need to at least start to attempt to start to maybe talk to some people.
I love that. I love this. Because anyone would be lucky to be able to talk to you.
Yeah. You're very sweet.
So you're opening your heart to new possibilities.
Well, you not dating is selfish to everyone else in the world.
I second that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm... But the problem is that I cannot flirt. Mm-hmm. I am the most terrible flirter. I'm great if I'm not flirting with someone I'm attracted to, which has gotten me into a lot of trouble in the past. Mm-hmm. Because I'll flirt with guy friends all the time, and the guy friend will be like, oh, she's interested. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Now I have to put up boundaries.
I've witnessed that.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
I've definitely witnessed that. But see, I don't take this bullcrap from you because you flirt with me even
But
very
I know
well.
You're not going to reject me and laugh at me.
I mean, I've
no,
seen
you know I'll accept your invite.
I've seen you flirt with inanimate objects before.
I know. Elvis is giving me crap because I flirt with an M&M's commercial right now.
Like, yes, I've heard that. And every time at the end of the commercial, I forget. You're like, happy anniversary, M&M's.
Happy anniversary, M&M's.
Like, I can flirt with anybody unless it's a guy that I'm interested in. Then I do not. If you can tell anytime I'm attracted to someone because they're the one I don't talk to. Mm-hmm. I avoid them like the plague. And my friend recently asked, what's the worst that could happen if you flirted with somebody? And I said, they could laugh at me. Like, they would laugh at me and walk away. Like, you're opening yourself up way too much when you flirt with someone you actually are interested in.
That's true. But, like, you have to realize any reaction has nothing to do with you. That's their own problem and their own level of confidence mm-hmm. that's showing as being weak. And they need to know, hey, I rejected someone today. Good for me. It has zero to do with you. You could insert anyone into that rejected position. Trust me. I would never, ever go out again if that bothered me because of the amount that I flirt when I'm single. It's constant rejection, but it's not my problem. It's theirs.
Okay, so what I asked of you guys today is let me practice.
Okay.
And this isn't like going to be a bit. It's really legitimately like I need to practice flirting with where there are stakes. And the stakes are people are listening to this podcast. And so there's consequences to my actions here. So I'm like so nervous.
Okay, let's set up the situation. So you want to flirt with me first?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're like a cute girl in a coffee shop and you're reading a book.
Okay.
And
I'm reading The Heart of the Sea right now or whatever that book is called.
And I'm a Wall Street guy who's really into finance by day, but I'm really an artist at night. But right. I'm dressed in a suit, but you can see it. There's paint underneath my fingernails.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to come up and talk to you.
You're talking to me.
Yeah. You're drinking a black iced coffee.
Oh my God. Wait. This sounds so hot.
You're sitting down.
I'm so nervous. I have like, oh, thank God there's a cocktail.
We're ready. We got a cocktail.
I'm taking shots.
Take a swig.
You guys, I'm like sweating right now.
Oh, God. Take a swig.
I love that skinny girl vodka.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
No problem. And now popcorn for Sam, because I can't wait to watch this.
Ooh, that cherry flavor.
It's very good.
Okay. You're sitting down.
Okay.
Hey, is this seat taken?
No, please.
Oh, thanks. Wow, it's really beautiful outside, isn't it?
I know, it's gorgeous. It finally looks sunny out, and it's, you know, it's like I walked here.
I know.
Bad already. Keep
no,
going.
No, no, no. What are you reading over there?
I'm actually reading The Heart of the Sea. Do you remember that movie that just came out with one of the Hemsworth brothers and they're on a boat and it's like the Moby Dick movie?
I can't say that I have, but I'm a huge fan of Moby Dick.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the story that inspired Herman Melville to write Moby Dick.
Oh, that's really interesting. Are you enjoying it?
It's actually really good. I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, I'm like a big reader, but I'm looking for my next book to get into. So that's kind of cool. Do you mind if I take a picture of the cover?
Oh, no, please take a picture of the cover. You're so easy to talk to. Do you want to see my appendix scar?
I can't wait to make a toast at the wedding.
That's how. Okay, why are you nicer than most boys?
Oh, maybe because I'm a girl. I don't know how would a boy approach a situation.
No worrying about how boys approach. We are going to worry about how Bethany approaches. Bethany,
okay.
What are the common everyday scenarios you find yourself in? Coffee shop, bar, you know, library. Give me your places that single Bethany chills.
I chill outside a lot. Like I'll go to a park to read, for example, which I know is not a super social activity, but I definitely am around people. I walk a ton. Like if I have a meeting in Midtown and I am in Tribeca, I will walk to the meeting in Midtown. And a lot of times I will make eye contact with people and then I will run away. I mean, I am not great. And we have people who come in all the time to the show, and the cute ones I run away from.
Okay.
This is like the worst thing.
All you need is one thing in common to start the conversation. And you're going to stop worrying about the other person as much because you have nothing to do with them and you have no control over them. You're all Bethany. So if you're outside sitting on a park bench reading a book, all you need is someone else who's outside doing something, enjoying being there, just like you are. That's your common thread.
Okay.
So you can very easily nut up. You will. And just start a conversation with the person.
What do I say?
Something that caters to the situation. Like you're reading your book and someone's out there doing a crossword puzzle. And you just look over at the guy and say, I can't tell you how much better this book is outside. I was getting so tired of reading it in my apartment.
And then.
Yeah. But while you're saying that, smile. Because I don't think that what you even saying matters when you're smiling.
Really?
Because that's all that person is getting from you. Smile, smile, smile. And the words are kind of like... Blah, 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 blah.
It's so funny because I am... When it comes to some things, I'm like the most confident chick in the world. Like, I'm confident about my career. I'm confident about, like, my sense of style and my sense of, like, home decor. But when it comes to... This is, and I feel like if you're listening to this podcast, everybody has that one thing that you cannot figure out.
Sure.
Do you, like, Sam, what's yours? Because I have to pick one. I feel like you're really good at, like, you're great at interpersonal, you're great at social stuff.
I'm the opposite of you. I have a crazy confidence overcompensation complex where if I feel like I'm attached to someone, it's almost taking away from my independent confidence.
Yeah.
So I just kick it in the ass before it gets there, which is not fair to me or the other person. That's a whole other... Hold on, just...
It's time to drink again. Mm. What about you, Kathleen?
I don't even know where to begin answering that question.
But you're like, you're really good at interpersonal. You're really charming. You're really, like, you're great. You're outgoing and really... what's the word I'm looking for? You're clever. You're very clever and you're very, very charming. But you have other insecurity. You have, like, an Achilles heel.
Yeah, of course. Sports situations when it's like a social sporting event.
Not athletic, but sports situations. Yeah.
Is it an appropriate time for me to take a nap when we're at a baseball game?
Fair.
When we're like at the hockey game, can I go get a hot dog 7 times and not watch the game? Is it appropriate to bring hand warmers and open my Kindle?
always appropriate. Okay. That's the hard thing is like if you're in a situation where... In order for you to get out of that situation, you have to master the thing that you suck at. You know, that's hard.
Well, I think something that both single and people in relationships can relate to is, you know, when you're just out and about running errands and you're smiling and you're just, you know, you're gabbing with the guy who does your dry cleaning and you're ordering a sandwich from the deli. And I think when you just have that, I don't give a F about anybody else and I'm just happy and I'm going to smile and just radiate positive energy. I think it's kind of like at that moment when you stop caring about what other people think and when you want to be happy from the inside out.
Yeah.
That you attract attention, positive attention from other people.
Yeah.
Do you think that your friends are lucky? Like, do you consider yourself to be a caring, giving, open, easy to talk to person for just your friends, all platonic level stuff?
Yeah, totally. I think my friends, I think we get along.
Yeah.
We're good.
And I agree with you. And I think it's important to acknowledge that because that's all you really need to know to be able to start the conversation because anyone who's on the receiving end of that conversation should be just as lucky to get those same traits. Stop looking at it as flirting or sexual or rejection. It's not. You're offering a little piece of Bethany, which is warmth and friendliness and a little bit of quirk and...
A lot of bit of quirk.
And
I'm going to quirk this ish up.
It's like drenched with... It's drenched. Yeah. It's true.
That was a really good question and you hesitated for a second. Sam asked you, do you think your friends are lucky to have you as a friend? And you paused and you said, yeah, I think we get along, which kind of is like, hello, yes, of course your friends are lucky to have you. And you, it took you a second and you couldn't even really fully admit that you're a good friend, you're a good person, you're a fun person to talk to. It was kind of like a defense mechanism there.
I think that a lot of people listening are like this. I think everybody is like this to an extent where we are so in our heads.
Oh, yeah.
And like if you're an overthinker, if you're listening to this and you're an overthinker, high five to you right now.
Yeah, classic Dawson Leary.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Classic Dawson Leary. And so, being in your head can really get in the way of being in the world.
Yeah.
Because you know everything you're thinking and you forget that not everybody can hear everything you're thinking. And so, you know, if your friend's car breaks down on the side of the road, of course you're going to go and pick them up.
Yeah.
But they don't hear your internal monologue of like, oh, this sucks. I don't want to pick them up. Like, this is the worst timing.
You're allowed to have your human reactions.
Right?
That's totally fine.
I assume everyone can hear my internal monologue. So that's why I stopped to question it. Like, I know I'm a good friend and I know that I adore my friends with my whole heart.
Mm-hmm.
But I also forget that not everyone can hear my internal monologue where it's like, you know, I'm a little selfish sometimes, but I think everyone is like that. Is everyone like that?
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
You have to be selfish sometimes. It's the only way to protect and take care of yourself.
Not when you let it get in the way of yourself, though. Okay, assignment time. So, Kathleen, you this break are going to do something sexual and inappropriate with your husband, you will do it. You will do it. I will insert myself into the next assignment. And
and if you don't,
will I get a spanking?
I was going to say, Sam will spank you if you don't do it.
Wait, I maybe not.
You know I'll do that.
I'm not going to do it on purpose now.
No, I didn't. Still doesn't happen. And Bethany, you have to start several, I'm not going to give you a number, but more than one, conversations with a guy that you're at all interested in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
Coffee shop, you're looking at the menu, and you say, I need your help. What? I really can't decide between a latte or a mocha today.
Yeah.
Help start my day correctly.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Just easy little conversation starters.
Okay.
And
I will do this.
You have to do a few of those over break.
I accept your challenge.
Someone assign me something.
I know. I was just thinking, what does Sam have to do? Are you going anywhere for our vacation?
I think my mom and I might take a few days to go somewhere together.
That would be exciting.
We haven't picked anywhere.
Shut your phone off.
Just
you and your mom. Log out of social media.
That's a good one. Yeah. No social media while I'm with my mother.
Yeah. Or at least for 24 hours.
Yeah. Wow. I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. Oh, damn, girl.
Yeah, I like that. 24 hours of a break. And I want to hear from people, too. I want to hear if you're listening. And I always say if you're listening. Obviously, you're listening. Otherwise, you have no idea what I'm saying right now, and you don't even care.
Unless there's a peephole in here and they're watching.
This is true. I wouldn't be surprised.
Just there next to the tampon and the condoms.
And the condoms. I want to hear either what your best strategy for flirting is, or I also want to hear what your challenge for yourself is in the next week. If there's something that you know you need to do or a weakness you know you have, give yourself a challenge and let us know what it is, because that might be a good challenge for everybody.
Yeah,
I like that.
You know,
also cute pickup lines girls can use on voice.
Yes.
Can I share my best pickup line that I've ever received? I said this before, but when I was living in Minneapolis, I lived in a twin apartment building. So there were two of them, and there was this alleyway in between the two. And as I was walking home one day, there was a man in the middle of the alley with a shopping cart, and he was clearly homeless. And he said, "Hey, baby, I just deposited all my cans. Do you want to help me spend the money?"
Oh, like, my gosh.
That is the best, sweetest pickup line ever. It made me so happy. Like, I was like, you probably didn't get very much money for those cans, and you want to split it with me?
So sweet.
So charming. I'm going to use that this weekend.
I feel like it's going to be very different coming from this sexy woman in a bar.
Deposited my cans. It's a very different meaning.
Wait a minute. Does Neil use cheesy pickup lines on you still, even though he kind of has you?
No. But I will tell you one that I still remember to this day, and it happened to me in sixth grade. I was kind of like, you know, talking to this boy. I mean, how do you really date in sixth grade?
Yeah.
You don't. And there was a dance that night, and he knew that I was kind of sensitive to like heavy colognes.
Sure.
At that time, you know, boys are 12. They do is put on so much cologne. And he's dancing with me, and he said, and I guess it wasn't a pickup line, but it's just something that resonates with me. I didn't wear my cologne tonight because I knew I was going to be dancing with you.
Oh, that's adorable.
Oh my gosh. Did you melt?
Yeah. Hello. We held hands after that for sure.
Which is like having sex when you're in sixth grade.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh
exactly.
My gosh.
I don't think a pickup line's ever, ever, ever worked on me.
Really?
No, like I said, I overcompensate with my confidence and independent. Oh, okay. The one time I ever gave my number out in a bar, one time I'm sitting at the bar and the guy taps me on the shoulder. I'm like, here it comes. And I turn around. He goes, I'm so sorry. I'm going to be standing right here. It has nothing to do with you. I need to see the end of this game. And he pointed to the television over top me. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to redirect this attention because I was just rejected.
Wow.
And I ended up giving him my number.
You should kick him in the nuts.
I don't know if it was a pickup line or not to this day.
Yeah.
But it worked.
Well, clearly. Well, I mean, clearly not like in the long term,
not
but
in
like in the short term. That's great.
It was a fun night.
All right. We're going around the room. Everybody tell me something you learned this week ere we wrap up this here podcast. Do you want to start, Kathleen?
I have mine written down on a post-it. So,
Web Girl Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
While perusing the internet, I learned that energy drinks still don't have as much caffeine as a cup of Starbucks coffee.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like all of them?
Yeah, like all of them.
Jeez. Yeah. Okay.
Well, wow. Yeah.
feel so dirty and lied to.
All right. Sam, what about you? What'd you learn this week?
That I don't have to wash my hair for at least, it's been 7 days since my hair's been wet.
Really?
Since it's been wet.
Wow.
Yeah.
It looks great.
Thank you. It holds its own. Yeah. It's fine.
It sure does.
I never would have known if you hadn't said.
I'm going to leave it just because I want to see. You girls have to tell me when it's that point where you're like, girl, tomorrow
when
you
it starts
shower.
To smell.
Girl, you just reek. That's when you tell me. This is for science. I'm leaving
Will
it.
Will do. Will do.
Your turn.
I learned if you are, we're getting into the springtime, so a lot of people are starting to dye their hair pastel colors again. And I had to dye mine blue for a series that I'm shooting. Fingers crossed it works out. So if you want the hair color to last a really long time, use Splat, because Splat hair color takes a much longer time to wash out. If you want it to wash out more quickly, use Manic Panic. And that will wash out more quickly, and it washes out with it keeps the color kind of clean. Both are amazing. Both do really great jobs. One just stays in longer.
Okay.
So Splat stays in longer. Manic Panic washes out more quickly. Both are vegan and neither test on animals.
Yay!
So those are your tips. So yes, please follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast and on Instagram at An Acquired Podcast.
Yeah.
Let us know what your challenges for yourselves are and your best pickup lines or your best flirting techniques. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you again so much for listening. We love you all so much. You guys have been so great so far. And that's it for this week. We'll talk to you next week.